This podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 176. Welcome everyone to another edition of Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And we are in the Holland Village Studios recording today, and this is Ray.
Hey, Ray. And joining us in the show is Wayne. He's one of the guys who joined us in the Chaser show. Yeah, right?
Hi, hey, Wayne. Guys.
Okay. And we have a special guest this episode. It's Stephen Miller. Hello.
Hey, everybody.
Awesome that you're able to join us. Now, we've been communicating for a couple of weeks now, and at last we have you here now. How was your trip coming here?
Oh, my trip was very easy. I like to have completely boring plane trips here, and that's exactly how it was.
Okay. So this is not the first time you've been here in Houston, right?
No, it's not the first time, but the last time I was here, I was in a punk band in 1994.
Oh, really? what did you play?
I was a bass player.
Bass player. Mm-hmm. Wow, full beard guy, and then you were... playing in a bass.
I had a goatee.
You had a goatee.
Little sticker on my bass that said "Fags Rule."
What's the name of the band? Maybe I'd look it up. No, it's not disbanded. Anyway,
I don't know. Never mind. There might be videos like your band floating around there.
Yeah, that's right.
In the Philippines.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's right. The old band. Okay, so yeah, let's do some weekend updates. What have you guys been up to, Ray? What did you do the whole weekend?
Let's see. Friday night, we went out and hit all of the Latin club. Well, actually, we didn't hit the Latin clubs. We hit Tony's Corner Pocket and watched the Latin strip show. And then we went to Viviana's, which was quite interesting. It's like the sub-Latin bar that's kind of hidden away in Houston that is very interesting because I speak no Spanish except hola.
Hola.
And everything that was done at the bar was in Spanish, so I had to get people to keep translating for me. So, because you know the green
cerveza.
Yeah, I got that one. You know,
I got that one. Everybody knows cerveza, yeah,
but you know I'm just another dumbass gringo in there. So, but it was interesting.
Weren't you there, Wayne? You were there too, right? I didn't go. Yeah. I didn't want to go.
I ended up going there. I was entertained by the company I was with.
Okay,
I heard you kept kicking people under the table.
Really? Why?
No, it's just the funny looks on their faces when a stripper got onto stage. That was entertaining.
Okay.
And the same strippers that were at Tony's ended up over at Viviana, so it's kind of interesting. So,
yeah. We've just been going out around with Stephen here. Yeah, you guys. Oh, we went to the Hobbit. We ate.
That was later that evening because. We all day we went around to museums.
Oh yeah, how was that? How are the museums?
They were pretty cool. I thought I didn't like this artist named Cy Twombly, but there's a whole
building
dedicated to his art, and I thought it was pretty damn cool actually. And the MFA was probably my favorite because they had a wide range of things, and I got to see a lot of cool stuff. Mm-hmm. There were some remnants of an Asian art show that they just had that I saw some great video art and got to expose Wayne to some controversial photographs of Nan Golden.
Yeah, how was that?
It was disturbing, but you couldn't look away. You had to keep watching it.
Kind of like a car crash. Looking,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a video art, right?
It was photography.
Photography.
And then there was a video art.
Right.
And video art was just as disturbing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you spent the whole day there just watching.
Two girls, one cup disturbing? Or
Not even close. No,
it's not even close. It's even more.
Tragic.
It's tragic. Okay.
Just a lot of heroin ruining lives.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
There was a piece in there called Relapse Rehab. And that's exactly what it looked like.
Mm-hmm. Relapse Rehab. Mm-hmm. Okay. So... You guys were just there watching it for the whole day, or
it's a lot to look at. That's
a lot.
Was it the Manil was?
Oh yeah,
the two Manil chapels and two separate buildings, and then we went to the MFA, which is two very large buildings.
Mm-hmm. Wow!
So probably 3 or 4 hours.
3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, and my favorite thing to do when I go to a new city is check out the art scene, and Houston has an incredible scene here. Actually, I was pretty impressed.
I see. Wow. Well, afterwards, I got to meet you guys in the evening. I thought I went to a party all along. Gary might know this. One of my friends, Gary, he was reminding me that we have a party, but I thought it was that Friday night. It was actually the week after, next week, this coming week. So I got to join you guys at The Hobbit. And I find that it's an interesting cafe.
How was Bilbo?
Yeah, they have menu items that are named after characters.
That restaurant's been there before Lord of the Rings.
Really?
Yeah.
The movie.
Yeah. Not okay. The book.
It's an old restaurant here.
Yeah, but Hobbit? Oh, yeah, because, yeah, if it were something else like Lord of the Onion Rings or something, but...
you didn't get to go inside. They have the posters.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I did. It's my first time there. Oh, you met a friend there, Stephen. Oh, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, there's somebody that I'd been talking to online for a month, so I thought I'd go scope him out in person as opposed to just...
So that's why we were at the Hobbit.
That's right.
Okay.
Ulterior motives. Although, I am a vegetarian, so I had been told beforehand that they had a lot of options for me.
Oh.
And they did.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, Stephen, we're here. You're the Wolf with a Bear feature. I need to play the Wolf with a Bear later. But
okay, Wolf, so what a bear.
Wolf, what a bear. Hey, nice butt. What is that? can I grab you a beer?
How are you doing?
Okay. All right, so yeah, let's talk about your art. What do you do primarily?
So I'm a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to do what I call performance-based photography, which means there's usually some element of the theater involved. What I'm showing in Houston is a body of work called Bound, where I basically used rope to either suspend people from the ceiling or tie people together. And they're on this completely black background, so it has a bit of a theatrical feel to it.
That is awesome. Have you tried it yourself?
I have never been tied up. No. Well, okay, once when I was 19, but that was a couple of girls.
Oh.
And okay. They took a lot of photos which have never surfaced on the internet, thank God.
Yet.
Okay. Two girls, one bear. Yeah.
Two girls, one bear, and a couple of ropes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So is that where you got the idea of suspending?
Oh, no. Oh, No. Basically,
what inspired this?
I was at a bar one night, mm-hmm. and these two really big guys started hitting on me, and actually one of them did, and I knew it wasn't going to go anywhere, but I figured I'd ask them if they would model for me, and they were a couple.
Oh, okay.
So they agreed, and I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do. So I tied them up in a variety of ways. I had already had this idea that I wanted to use rope for the next project. And when I saw the final image on my computer, I recognized that it really worked. So I went forward with making more and more of these.
I see. That was the first one, the two bears.
Right, the two bears facing one another seated. So, like any of my ideas, I'll lay in bed late at night and go, I want to talk about this, and how am I going to show the connections and disconnections between people, and rope became an obvious metaphor, and then I just try it. Sometimes it works, sometimes I take a photo and just throw it away because it looks like crap.
How do you get into the technical aspect of it? Like, I know there's one with the guy suspended from the ceiling.
Right.
Did you work that out, or do you bring somebody in?
Is that dental floss?
No, it's surveying, surveyor's string.
Surveyor's string.
Okay. When I had these ideas that I wanted to suspend people, I knew that I couldn't do it myself. I'm not a bondage master, so I basically sat on this idea for 6 months until I asked someone who was a set designer for a local theater in Seattle, and I said, how can I do this? And what had been confusing me for forever, he figured out in 5 minutes. He drew a little sketch, and within a day we had set up this rigging to suspend people, and we didn't want to hurt anybody, so you can't tell, but there are supports almost in every photo that have been digitally removed.
Okay. It's like you digitally removed it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
But there's still trade secrets there.
Yes, I don't reveal.
Okay.
All right. I don't show those photos, let's say. I mean, in all of the raw photos, you can see how they're suspended, but it's not about showing how I got here. It's more, I just want to show the final product.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And how about the models?
How about them?
Where do you find these guys? I mean, do you go online, go to Bear411 or some site, and then, oh, we want to be a model? Do you do that sometimes?
Rarely. I don't like to try to persuade anybody to model for me. What I like to do is, if I see somebody and they look interesting to me, I'll say, I'm a photographer, here's my website. If you're interested in modeling, let me know. And that way, I don't get anybody who's like just half-heartedly going along with it.
Okay. So hopefully people would be listening to this and they would be interested.
Well, they have to live in the city I'm in.
Oh, okay.
Unless they feel like flying out. But, and then half of the people in the photos are my friends, and in Seattle,
it's always good to use and abuse your friends.
So. Yes. I'll say. I've got, a reputation for doing weird photos, so I have people lining up.
Oh, they're all lining up. That is good. But it's not just Bound, right? You have more?
Oh, no. The first series I did was called Milky, and I poured cold milk on 60 people's heads.
Cold milk?
Mm-hmm.
Do you drink the body yourself? Good.
I actually hate milk. but milk seemed like an apt metaphor for certain bodily fluids.
Okay. So, that's the nearest you could get.
Well, as one friend said as he sat down, he said, okay, I'm ready for my celebrity cum shot.
That is awesome. Yeah, I saw the pics on the website. Yeah. What's the website, by the way?
So my art website is smiller555.com, and that's S. Miller, like Stephen Miller, oddly enough. Mm-hmm.
Like the drink. Yeah.
So have you started on a new project yet? Or?
Before I was working on this Rope Bound series, I've been working on something called Wild Boys for the last couple years. So my hope is when I come back from this trip that I'll go back to it. And it has everything to do with homos going around destroying things.
That sounds like fun.
It is a lot of fun. So far we've destroyed a hotel room and had the models had sex in the aftermath. And it's not just about destroying things, it's kind of about fucking with the status quo. Right. Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. You've been working on it? Okay, so it's going to be coming up soon or something?
Well, I'll go back to taking photos. Okay. And I don't have any big shows planned for a while. So for me, this is the exciting time when I just get to be creative. Mm-hmm. Being an artist is always about first you make the work, and then you try to find a venue for it, and then you just promote the hell of that body of work until it's played out, and now it's time to go on and do the next thing. Mm-hmm. That's how I do it.
Yeah. Is Bound going to be in any other cities anytime soon?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
No.
How does it happen? They just tell you, okay, Stephen, you're flying to Houston. Oh, okay.
Oh, I wish it was so cool, but no. Actually, this was kind of interesting. I was approached by the curator because he found my work on MySpace. He was kind of a cute bearish guy, the curator of the show. So I linked to him, and then he saw my page, which had a link to my art site, and he said, "This is perfect because I'm curating a show that your work would be great in." And that's how it happened. Yeah. MySpace, crazy.
What is it located now? Your artwork, your pictures right now, photos.
Where's the show?
Yeah, where's the show here in Houston?
So in Houston, I'm showing at the Deborah Colton Gallery.
Okay.
Do you want me to read the address? Or?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, people listening from Houston.
There you go. Sell yourself.
Yeah. All right. So it's at 2500 Summer Street on the third floor, and it's next to this parking. What's his name?
David Attucks Gallery.
This guy who has a ton of president's heads lining
what's
the parking
up with
lot.
There's so many presidents there.
I don't know the exact story, but it was a commissioned project.
Okay.
And Friday when I stopped by there, they were still working on it. So we're not sure exactly where it
was. Well, see, the story I got behind that was that it was a commissioned project to do all these president's heads for some park. He took half the money up front. Well, the people that were doing it never paid for the rest of it, so he quit missing. He stopped.
Which is interesting because when we walked by, I saw him repairing and making new ones. Yeah.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
And I heard a story that said that the park got them and they didn't like them, so they sent them back. But I don't know. I'm just a guy
How
from out of town.
How do you just send those heads
Maybe
back?
We need to contact him and get him on the show and find out the true story.
Yeah,
we should do that.
So, David, we hear you have big heads. Tell us about them.
Well, in any case, it's a very strange thing to go to this gallery and be surrounded by some of my least favorite people in history.
I agree.
But we have the Beatles. The Beatles were
the
there.
Beatles are in the background,
The 100-foot-tall Beatles.
Right, kind of overseeing all the presidents.
Can you imagine Bush having a head there?
He actually has one.
Yeah.
No, I mean, oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't see.
Senior. Bush Senior.
Senior.
Yeah, I didn't see.
How about?
Junior's back there.
He is?
He's back by the Beatles. You didn't see it.
I didn't
it's
see
behind
it's
the
still
gate.
Dark.
They keep him behind barbed wire for good reason, I figure.
Oh.
But it is a popular destination to go and just have your pictures taken with the president's heads.
Okay.
I mean, here in Houston. I mean, a lot of people go there and stand around and take pictures and stuff. So
there was one lady walking there with a camera and taking pictures each and every one by one.
I don't know what she was taking pictures of in the middle of the dark. But
I know. It's not a good idea.
So, yeah, that's the parking lot to the gallery.
And then you have to go up three flights of stairs.
It's like almost like a fire escape.
Yeah, I was kind of scared going up there.
Yeah, I was surprised that was their entrance, too. Apparently, there's an elevator, but it's more of a service elevator because all I know is the crate that carried my art weighed at least 250 pounds, so I'm glad I didn't have to take them up those three flights of stairs. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then you get in the space, and it's this beautiful, huge warehouse space full of art. And
what's with the video?
What?
With the video that was in there?
Yeah.
Beards.
Well, there was two pieces. Are you talking about the animation or the beard love?
We'll get to that. But the animation first. Is that yours too? Or
oh, no. My work was only in the front room.
Just the photographs.
It was a group show, and I cannot remember the name of the artist who did that video, but it didn't really resonate with me.
Oh, okay.
it was a little more interesting when you actually put the headphones on and listen to the music and the sound effects they had going on.
Oh, that's right. There was a setup there.
Yeah,
I didn't do it. They should have just played it.
Didn't it seem kind of like a video game been dissected with a woman screaming with an
orgasm?
Well,
I kind of took it as a woman having multiple orgasms.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's what I got out of after listening, because it made no sense just standing there looking at it. And then I put the headphones on and was listening to the music and let it play through one whole time because it was like on a 2-minute loop.
Mm-hmm.
And it was and I got what I took from it was a woman having multiple orgasms. And
it looked a little too much like that Japanese animation we saw, but not as.
Not as refined.
Yes.
Right.
Not as refined.
Well, it was very pixelated, and It looked like it was done on an Atari 64.
And it's like the ideas, the ideas. You needed this, really needed the sound to figure out what the ideas were happening. Yeah. With the Japanese animation, there were so many things and the
explosions
effects that were happening.
And I mean, they stole a bunch of characters from video games, right. Like
Wolverine,
Star Wars.
So the what do you call it? The walking thing, and the Empire Strikes Back.
AT-AT.
Walkers. The AT-ATs. AT-AT. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot the names.
So, all terrain. I can't remember the whole thing now.
Geeks.
Sorry, we're gonna geek out. But yeah, we'll be talking about that later. How about the other video? Beard Love.
Right, that's an artist named Sean M. Johnson from Boston, and he had a series of videos of men going up to each other and rubbing their beards all over each other's faces.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you had to listen closely, but you could hear the rustling of their beards.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's the aspect that was missed in that one, because it's just all just video. Because I don't think I could hear any more.
It was very subtle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing was that there were a whole bunch of series of those that you had to manually move forward.
Right.
So, okay. That I don't think most people knew. So, now, my question on that, is that the curator's fault or is that the artist's fault?
That is the artist's fault.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He didn't make the right kind of video.
Yeah. Okay.
That's being fixed as we speak.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. So. What if there's a lesbian version of that?
Like where they rub their bushes together?
Yeah, like they're scissoring.
Scissoring.
Yeah.
We'll leave that to the lesbian artist.
That's right.
Yeah, wait.
Last I heard, this wasn't Bush talk.
Oh.
Unless it's on your chest.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I like your shirt. You made it yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bear Love. The title from last night was Bear Love, too. Big, hairy, and it's totally hot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you took a picture of that, right? Okay.
Yes, I have a picture.
Okay,
cool. Post it later.
And see, there. If you ever need extra income, you can always make bear t-shirts.
You know,
you just zoomed in.
Because there's not enough out there.
I had an offer to sell these, but then I was like, do I really want to start yet another enterprise?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Three careers is enough.
Okay, so in Houston, any shoots you're going to do?
I'm going to do a photo shoot later today, actually.
Is that a secret?
So there's a magazine out of Milan called Piss Zine.
Oh.
And it's a little yellow zine printed on yellow paper and features guys peeing and interviews with them. So, but it isn't just focused entirely on pee. But I'm going to take some photos of a couple of guys and perhaps a bathtub full of milk and Cookie Crisp cereal.
Cool.
Wow. I can't wait.
I can't wait either. I'm pretty excited about that.
That's a lot
of
milk.
Interesting, that's a lot of milk. I was just watching piss porn this morning.
Oh,
really? So,
yes. Our friend Julio gave me some new porn.
Oh, God.
And it was German porn, and the little boys were pissing on each other, and I was like, oh, okay.
This is the fourth issue I'll have worked with Piss Zine, and which is kind of ironic because I've never been peed on or peed on anybody. It's not really my thing at all, but it's a lot of fun to do transgressive photo shoots. So, and the last issue I had two guys go into this park and pee all over each other, and the whole time we're trying to make sure that nobody's coming by, and we're also running through the park because they've got to pee really bad, and I'm looking for the perfect location, and it was pretty good. It was fun.
See, this is where I need to be with the camera.
Oh.
Well, the thing is, Ray, is that you've got to make these moments happen.
I know.
Do you feed them asparagus first or something?
Hell no. I don't. It's not a smell-o-vision.
Okay.
They're eating lots of pineapple.
He just gives them a couple keggers and then say, let's go.
Right.
Uh-huh, okay.
And just if anybody's curious, pisszine.org is
piss
where you
zine.
Can get it.
We'll put the link on the website.
All right. It's pretty great.
Piss Zine.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do in your spare time?
Yeah.
Well, what spare time? Cruise the internet for hot guys.
Oh, I know you do something fun on the weekends.
Oh, well, I'm a DJ at the Eagle. But that's not spare time. That's a freaking paid job at this point.
Wow.
And I'm a graphic designer, but that's not free time either.
Free but time, you enjoy the DJing.
I love being a DJ, actually. I do it mostly because I like to hear my favorite music played really loud. Mm-hmm.
DJ. I don't know if I've been to the one in Seattle, Eagle.
Well, you know, the Eagle's got a reputation as being a leather bar, mm-hmm. no matter what city it's in. And Seattle's pretty tame, I gotta say. So it's Seattle's roughest bar, which really isn't saying much. Even if you go south to Portland, Oregon, that Eagle will get you in trouble.
Oh, okay.
So what did you think about the bar last night?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. What did I think about it? We went to the Ripcord, and it was okay. It wasn't amazing, and it didn't suck, and it was fine. Mm-hmm. I got to talk to a super cute guy, so that worked for me.
Oh, okay.
Mm. We shall mention no names.
We shall no names.
So maybe we'll have a return visit pretty soon.
Yeah. Yeah, at around 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh my God, a rendezvous. Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of rendezvous, we have to do events. We have some events to, but we'll come back. Okay. What do you have? All right, let's do some events that we have here. I'll go first. Let me see. Oh, okay. We're gonna go to. Oh, is okay. Oh, what? Keep going. Okay. All right. So we have a beef dip in 2008 in Puerto Vallarta on January 27th. Come join men from around the world as we party, play, and relax on the sunny beach of Puerto Vallarta. Dog tags allow you to enjoy all the planned events for free, as well as great deals from community partners. We encourage all dog tags to either be purchased with a package or individually with our travel partner. Okay, so for more info, go to beefdip.com. Ray, go ahead.
I'll be our folk. San Francisco, California, February 14th through the 18th. Theme, Bear Patrol.
What does that mean?
What?
Bear Patrol.
I don't know. It's just...
It's bears theme. On patrol in cop uniforms. Hot.
Uniform.
IBR is an annual gathering of bears, bear lovers held in San Francisco. It's hosted by the Bears of San Francisco, who concede rendezvous as a weekend fun and fundraising. The event fosters a sense of community among participants while at the same time raising money for agencies servicing the gay and HIV communities at the local, state, and national level. Fundraising is accomplished primarily through raffles, auctions, and direct donations from participants and the community. Since the first IBR in 1995, the net proceeds have resulted in donations totaling over $360,000 to many nonprofit organizations. To find out more, go to www.bosf.org.
Actually, I'm going to be there.
Are you?
Yeah. Have you been there?
No.
IBR?
No. Seattle has its own spring thaw.
Spring thaw.
So I don't feel the need to travel to see fat, hairy guys when they can just come to my city.
Right.
Gosh.
Speaking of bear events, there's one that the website opens up by the time this podcast comes out.
Which one?
Bear Watch.
Bear Watch 9.
Bear Watch 9. Bear Watch.
Booty Camp.
Booty Camp.
So it's bearwatch.net.
Yeah.
Bearwatch.net. So.
Yeah, that's going to
start registering. Mm-hmm. Registration start January 15th.
Is that local or?
That is local. It's held in Galveston, Texas from May 16th through the 18th.
That's right. We're going to do that. So. Well, this is coming up also an event, Louis Weekend.
Oh, Louis Weekend. That's coming up pretty soon. It's February 7th to the 10th. It's held by the Houston Council of Clubs. It consists of Levi Leather Clubs and groups in the Houston, Texas area. HCC was formed to promote, sponsor, and hold an annual event called Let Us Entertain You Weekend, also known as Louis Weekend. Throughout the year, we combine a brotherhood, sisterhood, and camaraderie among member organizations, other clubs, organizations, associations, courts, and individuals whose stated purpose coincide with those stated in our HCC guidelines. And it all culminates into one incredible weekend of debauchery and fun. You can find more information at louisweekend.com.
I'm going to be there. You should be here for that weekend.
I hear that's totally decadent.
Yes, it is. In fact, if there's a project that you want to work on that is so gross and so nasty that you think you couldn't get anybody to work with you on it, this would be the weekend to come find somebody. Yes.
That's right.
I tend to not go for gross and nasty, but...
Yeah, but you know what I mean, the extreme.
Right.
Because we have literal butt-to-mouth at this event.
Ass-to-mouth.
Ass-to-mouth.
Live.
This is the big crowd of the Mardi Gras from New Orleans kind of travel over here, don't they?
Well, that's what it started off as. I think a bunch of them still come over, but, I mean, people come from everywhere now.
So what's the relation to Southern Decadence, or is there any?
Nothing. The weekend was originally started off to give people that work Mardi Gras in New Orleans a place to come to and party.
Okay.
So, and it just kind of grew from there. So, and now just people come in from everywhere for it. So, mm-hmm. Not as big as Mardi Gras or Southern Decadence, but it's still, you see 1,200 people.
More. It's more leathery.
Yeah.
So, right leather, up your alley.
Oh, well, yeah,
leather, bear, Levi.
I'm not into leather much. So. And thank goodness I got out of that. I'm not going to go in drag. No, I'm not.
Oh, Maynard. Maynard didn't want to dress up as Britney, so he got all wound up.
No, I'm not. Yeah, Casey's going to do it.
Casey. You got the haircut.
You would have been fierce in a blonde wig.
No.
See, the whole, he got all crazy about this. He was going to be on stage for 5 seconds. 5 seconds.
Literally. It would have been 5 seconds and you would have been kicked off.
That's right.
Yeah.
And my ass was up there last year in a harness, a leather jock strap, and a freaking blonde wig being handcuffed and bound. So what's the problem?
I don't know. I just I would rather do something else. I don't like dressing up and wearing a wig. I just don't. It's just me.
Have you ever tried it?
At one of the meetings.
Well, he is Filipino. You know, that's how they become gay and Filipino. They start doing drag.
That's the only way they can figure it out. Oh, you must be gay. You're in drag.
You're in drag.
That's and you don't have a mustache.
Yeah, I don't have a mustache. Yeah, when it came out, my mom was asking. When it came out to my mom, I told him, "Do you have any reactions?" And she said that, you know, you can't be gay because you have a mustache. That's
right.
Why. So, that's pretty much a stereotype in the Philippines. So that was funny.
Because you're a manly man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I
you're
did
so stop.
I'll stop. I did notice that. When I watch Filipino movies about gay life, all the homos are incredibly effeminate.
Yeah.
But I wonder if in the U.S., because there's so many ways to be gay, that you can just kind of throw that aside. So, because mm-hmm. there seems to be plenty of butch Pinoy guys around.
Oh. Mm-hmm. He knows the term, Pinoy guys.
I've dated a couple.
Oh.
Right.
A couple or... Two people.
A few.
A couple.
I've dated a few.
You
Asians.
Were the third?
I don't play that. I don't have enough time for that.
You don't want to be sandwiched between two Pinoy boys?
I'm not saying no.
Oh, Pinoy boys.
I'm equal opportunity whore.
Oh, that's right. Anyway, we're just drinking our coffees here. Oh, yeah, we're located here at Central Market, by the way, in HEB. And if you guys are in Texas, you can, if you need, you're a group, you're a
nonprofit
or, a social group, you can have your meetings in HEB Central Market or in any HEB that you are in here in Texas.
If they have a community room.
I
don't think all of them have community rooms.
You mean this is the only one that has community
room? I think so. Because I know the HEB pantries sure don't, because they're usually in the ghetto neighborhoods.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay. All right, so we're done with business. Oh, yeah, Louis Weekend, guys. We're going to be here probably, of course, Ray and I, we're going to be covering that event. So
we'll probably be ass-to-mouth.
Oh, ass-to-mouth.
To Mike.
Nice.
I think we need to go do some intervention. It's like, okay, how does that dick taste after you've had it up his
ass? Oh, gross. So.
That is gross.
Well, it happens. Well, so. It happened. It's the first time I've seen it.
I've seen it in video.
In video?
Well, this is live.
But this
here,
is
baby.
Live in front of us.
That's actually,
in video you can cut.
Maybe I need to do the video and see if I can get guys to talk to us about having sex in public and all that kind of stuff.
Oh.
Is there like fisting in public too?
No. No, I haven't seen that. But it's a lot of blowjobs and
the usual
dropping pants and fucking right there in the middle.
Actually, the premise of a Louis weekend is having the Texas pinning.
What's
which
that?
Texas pinning is, you know.
Here, let me show you.
Let me show you.
Ray, I'm scared.
Explain the Texas pinning.
Okay. They did this whole Texas pinning thing where you go up and ask a guy if you can pin him, which results in him taking your dick out, getting you hard, and then putting the dick back in your pants, and where the wet spot shows up is where they put the pin.
Okay. So, actually injure your dick or
no. Like you get a run pin, a little run pin, and wherever your dick, well, it's basically supposed to show how long your dick is. So you know, you'll get guys with pants that are up here, and then guys that for some reason have a pin down next to their knee. I still haven't figured that one out because
wait, can you say that again in the mic?
Oh, sorry.
Okay,
because you have guys that have pins like it works its way down the legs,
right?
So it basically supposed to show, it kind of gives you a heads up on who's hung and who's not.
Right.
What's funny is, you know, if you see so many pins around there, then you got we pretty much got pinned a lot of times.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
So you should go.
I'm a little shyer about my sexuality than that.
Yeah, that's pretty much a little, you know, showy. Yeah.
Right.
And people tend to take pictures.
Right,
it
can end up in places that you don't want.
On the internet.
Right.
What happens in Louis ends up on X2.
What happens at Louis, everybody sees, trust me.
Right.
No, I'm kidding.
So does that mean that you're on the internet, Ray?
Please, I'm not in public displays of affection.
Okay.
Nor sex.
Mm-hmm. Affection? It's not really affection. Can I pin you? That's not really much affection. Anyway, okay, so Steven. Trips. Any future trips that you're planning?
The next trip I'm going to go on is in March. I'm showing at... I'm donating a piece to an AIDS auction in Toronto, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably going to go to that. And then beyond that, if I have my dreams come true, I'll be going to Italy.
Ooh.
Yeah. The said piss zine has... formed quite a bond with the guy Massimo who has created it, and I'd love to go hang out with him.
Mm-hmm. And well, get people. No, I'm kidding.
No. I doubt it.
While you're in Toronto.
I'm sorry?
While you're in Toronto.
Yes.
Look up Ryan.
Ryan.
Okay, well.
Ryan, look up Steven.
Okay.
Yeah, he's one of the listeners in Toronto. So.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is amazing.
Pimping him out in so many ways.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to help the boy out. I'm trying to get him to come to Bear Watch.
Ryan or Steven?
Ryan.
Well, yeah, Steven.
We got plenty of bears at Bear Watch. We need plenty of chasers to come.
Uh-huh.
So
we
in
got bear all day long.
Yeah. So in Seattle, I was talking to you the other day about the ducks and stuff.
Okay.
And you said that they're... Very, they really bug you, the residents there.
Well, okay, so we're not talking about regular ducks. We're talking about these, they call it Ride the Ducks, and it's a vehicle that's an amphibious vehicle, so it's got 20 screaming, singing tourists on it that are going past me every 20 minutes, and they all think they're like the first ones who've ever done this, screaming and waving at me. And yeah, we in Seattle kind of can't stand them. There's even been a couple of times where people have gotten bullhorns and stood on the corner going, "Fuck you! Go home!" And they basically train the drivers, the captain of these car ships, to have a joke for every moment. So they totally handle it well and usually make the people standing on the street look like assholes.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they're kind of fun because you go through town and then go down a dock and then you're riding through the... Where do you ride? You rode it.
Mm-hmm. Where did we go? I don't remember. It's just we went through a lot of... it's really just around the town, just around the Needle and stuff like that. It was because you ride pretty near the Needle.
But you went to the water, didn't you?
Yeah, right. We went to the water.
Did you go through the Ballard Locks or anything?
I don't know what you call it, but yeah, we did. We just drove. We really, it was, It's been a long time ago. It's been 4 years ago. This is the last went. So it was just fun, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's a great tourist activity, but, you know, you got to live with this every day. It gets a little old.
Yeah, I understand. We don't have anything like that in Houston, do we?
No. Austin.
Austin does.
And Galveston.
Galveston, yeah. Mm.
That's why we have Bear Watch in Galveston. Although we don't do any amphibious riding there.
Well, actually, we've tried to talk to them about them being our bus back and forth to the bar and stuff like that. We thought it'd be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. In case anyone gets sick.
Yeah, they can just hang over the side and start chucking.
Okay, so guys, we're going on 40 minutes or so. We can wrap this up and just chat a bit. The guys here are going to kick us out very soon, maybe.
Is it time?
Yeah, we have plenty of time. Anyway, guys, so thank you, everyone, for joining us. And Stephen?
Hey, thank you for letting me be on.
Thank you.
And Stephen, give everybody your contact information again.
Yeah, how can people contact you and see your art and chat with you online, something like that?
Well, as far as seeing my art, the website is smiller555.com again. And then if you really want to see what I look like, you can get on Bear411, and my profile name is Cubdub, C-U-B-D-U-B. Mm-hmm. It's because I'm kind of cubby, and I like dub music.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Awesome.
Well, I'd like to thank all the Houston area Bears that came out to his show.
Yes, I would too. It was great when you all showed up last night.
Oh, well, cool. We're glad
that's
to
be awesome.
Well, see, we try to promote the bear community.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So. That's right. That's what the show is all about.
And any other bear groups, if y'all need some nice bear art, this is the man to call.
Right.
He needs more shows.
Oh,
sell the art.
If you guys are interested, you can post for Stephen, right? chat him up. I want some milk on me.
Yeah, that shit costs you money now. I'm real tired of pouring milk on me. You got to pay me to do that now.
Now, if you think of something new and interesting.
Mm-hmm,
if you come to Louis, you don't have to have milk. You get the real thing.
Yeah. If I like you.
If it, yeah.
I just don't come on any old guy.
Ooh,
all right.
Nice. Do you have any self-portrait? Do you do that? Not
sure.
Okay.
Wayne's seen them.
Yes, I've seen everything.
Oh, you've seen
well,
everything.
See, Wayne's Mr. Flickr, so.
Yeah.
Right. Actually, that's how I know Wayne is through Flickr. Flickr is actually where I post anything and everything, and the username on there is Smiller555 as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, yeah, pictures of
that's awesome.
My Flickr. Time in Houston will be on there. And
mm-hmm. All the tricks in Houston, they'll be
all
on
the
there.
Tricks.
Yeah.
All the tricks.
This was Friday night. This was Saturday night. This was Sunday night. This was 3 o'clock tonight.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid my horror days are pretty much over.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You're a good boy now?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't go from one guy to another to another.
Mm-hmm. He ain't riding that train.
I find one and I ride that one hard.
Awesome. Okay, so we're wrapping up. Okay, Wayne, how can people see your pictures, see our pictures here?
Oh, see our pictures. I have a Flickr account. It's Waytru, WayTru.
Mm-hmm.
You can look me up there. The same name at LiveJournal.
Yeah, you just joined LiveJournal. How do you like it?
It's not bad. And it's all because of Nard.
Okay. Yeah, well.
Thanks to Nard, I have another online social community to keep up.
I know.
Love it, Wayne. Love it.
Yeah. So many things coming up. Twitter. I just joined Twitter also. Twitter, I'm Nard there. So.
I keep getting hounded for a MySpace and a Facebook and
well, that's how people can but it's good with Flickr. It's just not really just blogging. You can really take pictures and talk about what you take, right?
And the Flickr is nice because it connects with the LiveJournal.
Mm-hmm.
So the LiveJournal can have a little bit more explanation. The pictures are real quick and it explains a lot just by seeing a photo.
Yeah. 1,000 words.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have my .Mac account now, so I got to get started working on that.
You're one of those.
But you have a Flickr account, too.
I have a Flickr account, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love Flickr.
Well, he's turned me on to it. I'm just not a big
picture guy.
Picture guy.
Right.
take many pictures.
I don't take.
I take a lot of pictures, but I don't have a paid account yet on Flickr. But
it's pretty cheap. And
yeah.
I mean, even without a paid account, you could still have like 200 photos on there. Yeah, at one time. Like that. Yeah. But I don't know. I find it very satisfying. I don't write a whole lot, but I take a million photos, and
yeah, and there you
this
go.
Way I can just kind of go like, "Hey, mm-hmm. look what I did!" And then, I get instant feedback on what people respond to. So it's helpful for me.
Yeah. And one photo is worth 1,000 words.
Yeah,
that's right.
Maybe 1 out of 100 photos worth 1,000 words.
you know by the comments.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And you can contact us through email, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes.
Or you can call us and leave us a voicemail at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327.
That's right. And the official website is www.bearpodcast.com, or also on MySpace, myspace.com/bearpodcast. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, Ray. And thank you, Stephen,
for joining us.
All right. So we'll catch you guys next week. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.